as a ransom for many. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him, because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." The Gospel of the Lord. I love going to the movies, and I especially love watching movies about action superheroes. Did you see the most recent one called Captain America: Civil War? If you haven't, you need to. It's where half the superheroes fight against the other half of the superheroes. The two sides are led by Captain America and Iron Man. And these two superheroes could not be more different. Iron Man is raw and rude and ruthless sometimes, while Captain America is innocent and impeccable and virtually invincible. The clash between these two titans can be captured in two lines, kind of their signature lines in the movie. One day, as they are talking, Iron Man says sarcastically to Captain America, "Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth." That line uncovers Iron Man's underlying jealousy and envy of Captain America. His perfect teeth. On another occasion, Iron Man is pounding mercilessly on Captain America's perfect teeth. And Captain America smiles back at him and he says, "I could do this all day." In other words, Captain America doesn't mind suffering for the sake of goodness and right. You see, one is driven by jealousy and the other by justice. In the first reading today, we hear the opening lines of one of the most cryptic and confusing books of the whole Bible, namely Job. But if you boiled down the message of Job, the bone at the bottom of the cauldron would be a battle between Satan and Job, much like the civil war between Iron Man and Captain America. For instance, Satan says to God, "You have blessed the works of Job's hands, and his livestock are spreading all over the land. But now put forth your hand and touch anything that he has, and surely he will blaspheme you to your face." That is, Satan is filled with jealousy of Job and feels like punching him in his perfect teeth. And how does Job respond when Satan does assault him relentlessly? He says, "Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, and naked I shall go back again. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In other words, he says, like Captain America, I could do this all day. He remains innocent and doesn't curse God. You see, the book of Job is a kind of battle of superheroes. One moved by jealousy, the other by justice. My friends, let me invite you to see your own struggles, your sufferings, your sacrifices in this light, as spiritual warfare, pitting jealousy on the one side and justice on the other. In my line of work as a priest, I see the innocent people suffering all the time. Yesterday, I saw a family in the hospital whose 5-year-old daughter had leukemia. 5 years old, suffering from leukemia. A few days ago, I counseled a wife who was devastated when her husband filed for divorce unexpectedly. I watched Deacon Greg regularly receive people in financial and emotional distress. Satan sometimes wants to punch us in our perfect teeth. And what should our response be? Instead of cursing God, instead of robbing a bank, instead of blaming other people, we should say like Job and Captain America, I can do this all day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And remain innocent. You see, every Christian is caught in the crossfire between jealousy and justice. By the way, that's why I love going to the movies, especially those of action superheroes. Why? Well, because the life of a Christian disciple is not much different from theirs. Praised be Jesus Christ.